T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is a Thursday afternoon. Gang, we are 1 week away from Thanksgiving. And we'll certainly talk about all of that, but I've been absolutely inundated with requests, as I am every year, for the turkey brine recipe. I'm telling you, I've got it up on Facebook. I'm getting it up on MeWe. It'll be up on the website, thejeffkatzshow.com, thejeffkatzshow.com as well. I promise I'm not gonna leave you hanging. It is, I swear, I've used it for years. It is the best brine everywhere. So we get earth-shattering news this afternoon, which is not being covered by the news. ABC, CBS, NBC choose not to cover it. It's amazing to me. Newsmax aired it. Fox News covered it. Huge allegations about voter fraud, widespread voter fraud. And you and I will continue to cover it, even if the legacy media, the mainstream news folks, choose to ignore it. One of the things that I saw in this last election was a real increase in the number of men and women stepping up and saying, please don't pigeonhole me. Black men and black women standing up saying, excuse me, do not automatically assign my vote to the Democrat Party. I am a thinking human being and I get to make my own decisions. One of the leaders, my opinion, in the conservative movement is Bishop Aubrey Shines. And I am always happy to welcome him to the program. I'm especially happy to welcome him to the program today because he's got a brand new book out that I am really, really looking forward to discussing. Bishop Shines, how are you, my friend?
Jeff, excellent. Always great being with you. Always. I really mean that. Thanks again for having me.
That is very, very kind. I want to talk about this book. Now, number one, the fact that you have once again stood up and said, let me speak freely, let me think for myself, is inspiring for all of us who over the years have kind of been pigeonholed, and you and I have shared some stuff about the black community and the Jewish community and this community and the rest of it. But man, you are standing up and saying, okay, Black Lives Matter, folks, you do not have all the answers. And in fact, you've got 8 questions in particular that you pose in this book. You want to share with everybody some of the insight?
Yeah, absolutely. First of all, I don't know if as of today, you know how these things are fluid, but for a very long time, we've been number two on Amazon's what they call Christian reading out there. And I don't mind them putting it under that label. One of the issues, and I would love, by the way, for all your listeners to make us number one. Jeff, I take not one penny from the sale of the book, even though I have every right to do so. I choose not to do so. I'm just trying to help restore this great country called America. One of the issues that I address very quickly in the book is this notion that some kind of way, if you're not part of, and you eloquently just put it in your opening, by the way, that if you don't think a certain kind of way, then you're really not a certain kind of way. And it's insulting. It's very insulting because it assumes so many things. And one of the assumptions that it has, unfortunately, is that black and white people cannot see eye to eye, because if you're white, well, then you're the real problem. And if you're black, you can't be the answer because you're the victim. I have to remind people all the time, a black and a white family wait to have children. Both do the same thing. Both ethnic groups are educated. Jeff, there's zero difference in their outcome, zero difference in their economic outcome, zero difference as it relates to passing on those educational genes to the next generation. There's no difference. You never hear these type of things in your mainstream media, ever. Why? They have a narrative, and that narrative is that white people are bad and black people are victim. Therefore, they need white people to come and rescue them. Again, every white person listening and every black person listening should be not only insulted, they should find other alternative news sources to get their information from, because these are the things that we are just eviscerating for the purpose to say, hey, if we don't work together, black and white, we're going to lose this nation. We can't afford to do it. Anyone that doesn't understand that, I can almost assure you they've never really traveled outside of the United States of America. Get a passport, take a trip, you will come back and lay on this ground called America's soil, and you will kiss it and look up into the sky, and you'll thank God for the United States of America.
You are, as per usual, spot on, Aubrey. What one of the things you touch on in your book, and in fact, it's very early on. It's actually, I guess, technically the introduction. You talk a little bit about your dad and the lessons that he passed on, and the lesson that he shared and the lesson that he lived, I guess. Micah 6:8 just jumped out at me, and you know, I started screaming hallelujah when I read that. And, you know, I got to tell you, the puppies looked at me a little weird. They weren't used to that, but man, that was so spot on.
My dad was a very successful businessman. Here's a man that was born in the 20s in Jackson, Mississippi. You want to talk about a real bad time and a very cruel time. It was tough. But let me tell you something that I just, and even when I've done these shows everywhere, TV, et cetera, and groups, when I speak of my dad, it's almost hard for me to maintain composure. My dad never, ever once talked about things that made me or my brothers feel like some sort of victim. As a matter of fact, if you allow me briefly, I came home one day after being downloaded a bunch of information. It was accurate information about some real atrocities in America during certain periods of time, times in which my dad would have lived. I went into my dad's room. He was very sick at that point, and I shared with him everything that my teacher had said. He asked for me to repeat it. I did, and I was shocked at his answer when he told me, yeah, those things happen. And out of respect for my father, I said, but Dad, you never told us these things. And why didn't you ever say these things to us? I'm just now hearing this. I'm 17 at that point, years of age. He looked at me, I'll never forget this. And he said, Aubrey, listen, it's not what a person calls you. It's what you answer to.
Oh.
And that was it. I got it. He said, of course those things happen. He says, and again, Jeff, you got to understand, the majority of the prejudice, and some of your black audience, they hate when I say this because I get so much hate mail when I say things like this, but this is just my reality. The majority of the bigotry that I've experienced in my life has not been from white people. It's been from blacks that think I shouldn't think this way. I shouldn't speak this way. I shouldn't vote a certain kind of way. I shouldn't enjoy certain musicals. I certainly should eat a certain kind of way. And it's that type of bigotry that really destroys America. And I just think black and white and brown together, Jeff, I just think we can do better than this. That's why I wrote the book. That's why I need your help. Hey, let's get rid of a few thousand copies of this.
Yes.
I'm not taking anything from it. I think it'll help all Americans.
Well, I absolutely am going to make sure this is out on all of our social media, gets up on the website, and I guess the easiest way for folks to get it would be through Amazon?
Yeah, they can, or they can just spell the word eight questions about race. Mm-hmm. And if you go out there, there's a link, and boom, there it is.
Okay.
It's a simple fix. We just want the information out. What this book really does is a very short book, 8 questions I tackle. I'm equipping Americans to be able to answer these thugs like Black Lives Matter. Because what I find, Jeff, a lot of my white friends and colleagues, they're afraid to talk about issues like this. They're afraid they're going to be categorized as racist, even if they just bring it up. Well, I equipped those individuals to know how to address it, and blacks as well, to say, listen, you don't have to buy into this hysteria with this Marxist organization. These people actually hate your guts and you don't even know it. Their idea is anti-God, don't believe in God, and it's something that is antithesis against and negative for Americans, whether you're black or white. This book gives them that response.
Bishop Aubrey Shines is joining with us, and it is always a pleasure to have him here. We never, ever, ever have enough time, but I want to remind everybody, the book is called 8 Questions About Race, A Black Pastor Responds to Black Lives Matter. Take a look for it over on Amazon.com. Aubrey, tell me a little bit about Black Lives Matter, not the phrase, because everybody, I think, that's a decent person says, yes, Black Lives Matter and White Lives Matter and Jewish Lives Matter. Yeah, we get that. Yeah. But there is the organizational structure of a group called Black Lives Matter and the Christian response to Black Lives Matter, which, man, just blew my socks off.
It is an organization that has its origin out of Marxism. A lot of our young generation, 10, 20, 30 year olders, really, for whatever reason, was absent, I guess, that day in school, don't really realize that if you're black and you're tied to a Marxist organization, Marxism didn't believe that black people were even equal to white people. The idea was, let's segment people based on groups. Let's only have a top group represent all people. That group was not just white, by the way. That group were those that had power, and even whites should be subservient to that type of group. Most people don't know that Black Lives Matter is anti-God. God's position and ideology for mankind is he's made each of us, as our fingerprints denote, individually. This is why no one fingerprint matches another fingerprint. God sees us as individuals. Black Lives Matter, they group us together. Where did this come from? Stalin. Stalinist cronies at that time. They believed that if you could group people together and make them all think the same thing, then it would be easy to control. So the moment you buy into Black Lives Matter, whether you're white and liberal, thinking you're doing something good, saying, hey, all Black Lives Matter, well, that's an affront to white lives that matter. Do not all lives matter? In the landscape of God, yes, every life matters.
That's right.
That's the whole purpose of Christianity, if you submit yourselves or subject to and yes, believe in Christianity. God loved the whole world, not just part of a world, not just one ethnic group of the world, the entirety of the world. Black Lives Matter is against God, against individuality. You must think the same way, act the same way, eat the same way, and if not, you're expendable. I'm simply saying it's a lie.
Let me ask you, as you're talking about this, we're talking about all lives mattering, all black lives mattering. Where is the Black Lives Matter organization relative to the slaughter of innocent little black babies? There's a reason that Planned Parenthood sets up their shops in black communities. And it pains me, but I'm just curious to know what you know about BLM and their position on that.
Well, they don't. I can tell you their position because they're funded by socialists. Most blacks don't know this. Most whites don't know this. The majority of the hundreds of millions of dollars that BLM have been supported by are Marxists. They're people like George Soros that hate America. This is why there are more Planned Parenthood, and most people don't know this, Jeff, and I deal with this in the book. A eugenicist is someone who doesn't believe in life should exist a certain kind of way. The head of that organization, Margaret Sanger, this is what she thought about blacks, by the way. They were weeds and they needed to be exterminated. Now, don't you find it interesting, Jeff, that the majority of Planned Parenthood, and that is right at 900 to 1100 black kids are aborted in the womb every day. That's what Margaret Sanger wanted. Oh, and by the way, she was a Democrat. But the majority of centers that help produce life are in white communities. Huh, interesting. But most don't know this. So when we deal with reproductive rights, Mm-hmm. We put them in communities that we want to build. When we want to destroy a nation, let's put those organizations in community that we can continue to destroy them. And Jeff, we are even seeing it lived out right now, even in the political landscape. Briefly, think about it. When we look at where's the deluge of all these horrible votes going on, mm-hmm. it's in the black communities. Again, blacks are being used one more time in order to steal, looks like, an election here. See, it's all part of what I've been addressing for a very long time. And until black and white get together and we honestly begin to regurgitate this venom that's trying to destroy all of us, then we're not going to make it. But if we can hang out, hold hands, man, and really have real dialogue, we can turn this nation around. And this is why I do, Jeff, the work that I do.
Well, and you do great work. Again, everybody needs to get a copy of this book, 8 Questions About Race, A Black Pastor Responds to Black Lives Matter. It is available on Amazon.com. Aubrey said it's number 2 in the Christian section. Let's see if we can move it up to number 1. That would be a good thing. 8 Questions About Race, A Black Pastor Responds to Black Lives Matter by our friend Bishop Aubrey Shines. Aubrey, I've said it before, I'll say it again. I absolutely love you, brother. I appreciate you making time for us. And well, we're not going to talk, I don't think, before Thanksgiving. So I wish you and your family and everybody that's important to you a wonderful time of fellowship and friendship and a clear demonstration of thanks for what you and I have been blessed with.
Jeff, thanks again. I wish you and yours the same, and blessings to you and your family and your radio family on this Thanksgiving.
Thank you, sir. We will talk again soon, I hope. That is Bishop Aubrey Shines. I'm telling you right now, if you're going to buy one book, 8 Questions About Race, A Black Pastor Responds to Black Lives Matter. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.